Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Ground to first. It is handled there by Gray. Steps on the first base bag. Ball game over. The Red Sox cannot sweep the Rays. They fall here tonight 7-3. Really bad base running haunted the Red Sox, as did a lack of cashing in with the bases loaded. Rays salvage the finale. Boston still in the standings, picks up ground on a lot of teams with them in the playoff race. And after a day off, they start the biggest series of their season Tuesday in Toronto.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on what was a Tier Tuesday, a Tom E. Tuesday, Curran earlier than normal. Go back and use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Tiered off breakfast cereals. Go check those out at Jones and Keefe. But it's also the beginning of what we've been calling, Keith, 6 days of hell. They have three in Toronto starting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Giolito Gausman. How's he been this year?
Gausman, good.
Has he been?
Yeah.
He normally kills the Red Sox. That
he
I know.
A couple years ago, he was like complete game shutout every time it felt like. He destroyed them a couple years ago. This year he's got a 3.38 ERA.
10 wins, 3.38, 177 Ks, 101 whip.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yep.
You get Crochet Scherzer. You get Bayo and the Biebs.
Bayo and the Biebs.
On Thursday.
Any idea how Biebs has been since going there?
I thought his first start good. Hang on.
Because that was one that, remember Bradford even brought that up at the trade deadline, being like, could you have used him? Could you have brought him in here?
The Biebs in six starts in Toronto, 3.57 ERA.
Yeah, take it.
3-2.
All right.
I will tell you, I started looking at this. Even the bats in Seattle have not been that great.
Yeah, they started out pretty good.
They did.
But also,
I take that back. Naylor's been pretty good for them, although I thought he got hurt for a stretch in there. Suarez really hasn't been great. But like some people, who was the
See, Dumper's now the favorite to win the MVP?
Oh, I hadn't. He's passed by Judge.
I think he did.
No, remember Charlie Morton? We like mocked Charlie Morton, then the trade deadline passed, and we're like, God, I kind of wish they got Charlie Morton. Yeah. Charlie Morton's been DFA'd. So like some of the people who got added at the trade deadline, and people crushed Breslow for not making moves at the trade deadline. In fact, I saw Jeff Passan today gave out his award for the best transaction of the year. It was Crochet.
Ooh.
So, if they miss the playoffs, then everything's on the table. But in the meantime, you even look at the trade deadline, some of the guys that got added, there weren't a lot of impactful people.
Oh, the Tigers added like seven arms and all of them stink.
Yeah. Again, Morton's already been DFA'd and he was one of the ones that the Tigers acquired. But Biebs, that's better than I thought. So he's actually been pretty productive.
Yeah.
Then the Red Sox finish it out with three against Detroit. I think it's going to be Harrison on Friday night, but that's still TBD.
TBD.
Not that you can watch it anyway because it's on Apple TV.
No.
So you're going to have to catch that here on WEEI.
Watch a little Severance, flip over to the game, back to Severance.
catch up on the Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, that's there waiting for you.
Or maybe don't. Then Connolly early, Giolito again with, I imagine, Crochet in tow there for the final game of the year. That could be Scooble. For the final game of the year.
Do you look at it, is it good that the Guardians and Tigers are playing each other or bad? Obviously, somebody has to lose, but somebody has to win each night.
Yeah, well, ideally, somebody sweeps. Ideally, somebody sweeps the other one.
Knock somebody out, basically. Yeah. And then You know, and hopefully,
and I think
I'm ready for the Guardians.
Best case scenario, Guardians just keep
rolling,
beating down the Tigers' doors.
Yeah, and then you get the Tigers the final three games and just put them out of their misery.
Yeah, well, I guess you could
or
say.
Or do you go the other way?
Well, you could say it the other way. You could say the Tigers actually create some breathing room, the Guardians fall back off, and now the Tigers ease up on you the final series. Because I guess if the Tigers get swept or even lose two out of three, they're going to need those games against you. Yeah. I think you just want the Tigers to just get beaten down into a corner. I think that's what you want. You want the Guardians.
You don't want to put a Tiger in a corner, though.
Guardians.
They can lash out.
Guardians, stay. Yeah, did you
see there's a big Tiger death?
I did.
And that guy was tied in with Joe Exotic?
Somehow. I just saw the headline. I didn't read all the details, but yeah, he was
I saw that.
The Tiger was somehow tied in. Oklahoma, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, not great.
And then he...
yeah, so maybe you're
Tiger death.
Maybe you're making our case for us, Keith. Do not back the Tigers into it.
Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to Tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Yeah, that was sad. That was almost the key for madness today. But
that scared me.
We don't want that. Okay, so never mind. We're rooting for the Tigers now.
All right, so Guardians.
Right, we just answered our question. We're rooting for the Tigers.
Yeah. Guardians, Tigers. Obviously, one has to get in. Then you have Red Sox, Astros.
Mm-hmm.
So three of those four teams are in.
Yes.
As of right now, I think if I had a bet, I would say
barring
Astros
like the bottom falling out for like Seattle, yes. Yes.
Yeah, right. I think Houston, even though they have an easier schedule.
Houston is three back of Seattle.
But they're kind of falling apart. I mean, the Tigers are also falling apart. Don't get me wrong. Tigers are falling apart. The Astros have been a little bit of a mess. They just got swept by Seattle, and those were all like gotta have them games.
The thing with Houston, just looking at it,
the A's and Angels.
The way teams are playing, the Tigers are playing horribly, but I would look at Houston as the team to fall out of it. They just lost Yordan Alvarez. Not that they've had him much all year, and they're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
But they go, I believe off the top of my head, A's, Angels, and I'd have to double-check where those games
are. At A's tonight, or at Sacramento tonight, starting that series.
So that feels easy. Like that,
it does.
Like, to me, that feels like Houston's now going to get in. Yeah. They probably won't catch Seattle, so they'll get a wild card. Yankees are going to get a wild card. And then it's coming down to Red Sox, Guardians, Tigers. Oof. One of those teams will get in, winning the Central.
Yeah.
The other team's going to be in the mix for a wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of different avenues for the Red Sox to get in, or put another way, there's a lot of different teams that could drop out. Houston could play like crap, drop out. Tigers could play like crap, drop out. Cleveland could finally just start piling up some losses after never losing for a month and drop back out to where they were. But you also really break it down. If Houston's going to fatten up on an easy schedule and someone from Detroit or Cleveland has to get in, it's kind of down to that second Central team and you.
There's so many scenarios that could play out over the next six games. It is pretty wild. Then the fact that they play Detroit in the final three games, which it could be a win and you're in final game of the regular season.
Which could be Scooble. In fact, it's lined up to be Scooble.
It's lined up to be Scooble. Right now, they don't have him placed there because I think they're hoping to use him game one of the wild card. But if it's not wrapped up, you have to throw Scooble. And it's lined up to be Giolito because he's going tonight, meaning you only get one more scheduled start for both Crochet and Bayo, which means those games are even have more importance to him. There's also the part, too, where if you really want to play this out, they play Detroit at the end for a series that matters, but then that could be your first-round opponent. You could go to Detroit if Detroit wins the division and you're the third wild card team.
Correct. That is true.
Right? Like, there's so many different
possibilities. That is true, right? Because the West winner, if Seattle stays hot and that other team's dropped. Yeah, that is true.
Because we were like, you're either going to the Yankee Stadium or you're going to Seattle or Houston. It's like, you could go to Detroit or Cleveland.
You could.
It's all still in play. But every game this week is going to feel like a playoff game. Like every single game that the Red Sox play, yeah, I feel like you're going to be sort of like edge of your seat.
On the one hand, and I think this is more of a Patriots take than a Red Sox take, but on the one hand, it was like, well, we just want baseball games that matter. Well, get ready for six games that matter
like
at the end of the year.
I don't want this.
And you're lucky this is the new format. Not that it's come into play with the Red Sox the last couple of years because they've been so bad for so long.
No, I forgot what this was like.
But, yeah, I mean, you're fortunate there's a third wild card because if there wasn't, you'd really be fighting for your life here down the stretch.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Red Sox have the tiebreaker with, and I'll start with Seattle because they're kind of tangentially in the mix, but not really. You have the tiebreaker with Seattle.
Okay.
You split with them, but you have the better record within your division this year. So you have the tiebreaker with Seattle. You could technically still get it with Detroit, but you'd have to sweep them. And if you sweep them, they're probably missing the playoffs. So I don't know.
Yeah, that should knock them out.
I don't know how relevant that tiebreaker is.
Mm-hmm.
You have the tiebreaker with Cleveland. you have the tiebreaker with who am I missing?
Houston. Yeah, so that's good because it could very well come down to a tiebreaker between Cleveland or Houston.
Those teams are both a game back in the standings, but it's really like 2 with 6 to go. So what do they have to do to get in, Keith? What is the record after
I think 3-3.
I think so, too.
I think 3-3 because right now Detroit and Houston are also falling apart. I would say the Red Sox are kind of in the middle. They've been like more treading water. Cleveland's been a house of fire. And then you have two teams that are just like desperate for the season to be over and they're hoping that they're in. Because I'm going to say Seattle wins that division, right? So I would stop even thinking about Seattle or talking about Seattle.
I mean, if we're not thinking that the Red Sox can catch the Yankees and they're 3 games back, then we shouldn't think Houston can catch Seattle. I think that's consistent.
So Toronto's already clinched. The Yankees and Seattle I don't think will be far behind. So looking at those other teams, you have two legitimately limping in, and one of them is Detroit, who you face coming up. So I think if you go 3-3, it'd be hard for anybody else. Like, I don't predict
two teams going 5-1.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, and Detroit and Cleveland can't.
Because they're playing
each other starting
tonight.
Someone's
losing two of those games.
So
yeah, maybe that does work out in your favor, actually, that they do play each other. You got to win. You got to win this series. Or I shouldn't say that. You just can't get swept, right? Like, if you go 3-3, I think you get in. Now, where you go and all that stuff, who knows?
They have to win this series.
Well, No, I don't think so.
No, I mean
the Red Sox.
No,
I want them to, but I'm saying, but if
not mathematically, but like if they drop 2 out of 3, panic.
Yeah, but
full blown panic.
But 3-3 is still in play, and you'd be taking 2 out of 3 from Detroit, which literally might get you in. So I don't think so.
But now, do I want to go to Detroit with 3 games to go, and they have to win 2 out of 3, and Skubal's one of them? No,
I don't want to, but it's in play. Is my point.
Well, they were all over Skubal the one time
they could,
facing this
technically
year.
They were hitting on the screws. They could get swept in this series, and it would still be in play. If we're talking about what's in play mathematically,
well, I wouldn't feel great.
Oh,
I wouldn't feel great about it. I honestly, right now, don't feel great.
Me neither.
How can you possibly feel great about the way that the offense has looked?
Can I tell you?
They still have
a 91% playoff percentage.
Which is wild.
Does this make you feel any better?
No.
I'm looking at ESPN. What were you looking at? FanGraphs?
I was looking at ESPN.
ESPN is, I see 90.3, but
how
whatever.
On earth?
90-plus playoff odds for the Red Sox. That doesn't make you feel any better? It doesn't make me feel any better either.
Shouldn't it be more like...
It feels like it's 50-50.
50-50, or I could even say like 75, right? Because if you're talking about there's 3 spots for 4 teams,
yeah,
it'd be more like that. Because at least that's the thing. Is you have a couple of different opportunities. There are 2 spots up for grabs here.
We might not get to see it with the Red Sox in it, but do you like the format now where it's 3 on the road, 1 location, then you go to the divisional, then you go to CS, World Series, et cetera?
No. I'm old school. I kind of like 1 wild card team.
Well, that's not that old school to a lot of people.
True. I mean, there used to be no...
people are like, you like old school.
You're in the pennant.
You like a wild
card? You're in the
pennant.
You won the thing. Because I just feel like... what's the point of 162 games? The point is to determine who really the best teams are. You're not playing 8 games. You're playing 162. So why do I need 3 extra wild card teams? Give me 1. You have a perfect 2-2 scenario. Those should be the 4 best teams. It also cuts down on the 85-win team breaking through and knocking off the 106-win team. Give me the 4 teams that really survived the regular season. I get why they do it. More markets are involved, longer. There's more teams in a playoff race. That's very exciting. And if you were going to do that route, I kind of like the 1-game playoff more than the 3 straight in one place.
Well, like in theory, you get more fan bases interested and higher ratings on TV, and then you go and bury your games on Apple TV.
Correct.
So like it's like on the one hand, they're making a good decision, and on the other hand,
but no,
they're not.
Give me-
or and then you make the wild card games, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 4,000 people show up.
Yeah, there's also that.
That's
where you're like,
too.
Is this a playoff game or a preseason game?
Oddly enough, I think the format... if they get in, I think the format's advantageous to the Red Sox.
It is. I think it's advantageous. We saw this play out 2 years ago. Everybody playing in the wild card round was in a much better spot than the teams that got ice cold waiting around for their opponent.
Let's just play it out. If Crochet wins your game, you just got to split one of the other two.
Yeah.
And you're through. So I do think it's advantageous to them, believe it or not, but they got to get in.
But I don't really like it. I would prefer...
Oh, I don't like it.
I would, if you're going to do it, do a 1-gamer. If not, just immediately start ALDS, 5-game series, ALCS, 7-game series, World Series, 7-game series.
I didn't hate the 5 teams, 1-game playoff, and then boom, you're through. I didn't hate that.
I warmed up to that.
I preferred what you were talking about, which is 4 teams, 1 wild. I preferred that.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Too many teams getting in. Red Sox need it. Whatever.
But like Sox-Yankees 1-game wild card playoff was awesome. So like
Pretty sweet.
I guess ultimately like that.
Text line. Hey, dumbasses.
Is that us? Maybe wrong number?
Is he talking to Nick?
Could have been wrong number.
It doesn't matter what the other teams do. Everything is so close.
Oh,
it only
right?
matters what the Red Sox do.
That's actually not true.
The Red Sox have a lead. So
yeah, but I think what the other teams do is going to be pretty important
if the Red Sox lose out.
Okay, if Houston wins out, it's pretty important.
I'm saying if the Red Sox lose out, the Guardians can also lose out, and the Red Sox would make the playoffs.
Correct.
I mean, I think. I guess I have to look at what Texas still could do. But
if Cleveland or Houston loses out,
it absolutely matters what
Texas
the other teams do.
Five out, they've lost seven in a row.
Yeah. So
Texas and Kansas City technically aren't mathematically eliminated.
Out. Yeah, those teams are not technically out. I think they're by all.
They would need a miracle.
They'd need the lose out scenario. But yeah, it absolutely matters what the other teams do. I don't really understand the logic there. The Red Sox have a lead.
Who are you calling dumbasses now?
Yeah.
I think they're saying, hey, if the Red Sox win their last six games, they're in.
Oh, well, that's true.
Oh, okay. They control their own destiny.
162-0, they're probably going to get in.
How do you like that,
though? If the Red Sox don't lose, they control their own destiny.
They control their own destiny.
You got us. I guess we are dumbasses. You got us there.
Destiny.
Real quick.
Yes.
Because it happened earlier today.
Uh-huh.
Can I hear Jason Tatum one more time?
This was
Tatum on First Take, which I just find it interesting. He's out there making the rounds. Is he pushing something?
He must be promoting something.
He's got to be.
He's got a lot of stuff.
But, okay, he's on First Take today. Here's how that went.
You're out. Jrue Holiday's gone now. Porzingis is gone now. Horford's probably gone. I'm wondering, how are you feeling about the Boston Celtics for this upcoming season? I think it's a prime opportunity for Jaylen Brown to show what he's made of.
Absolutely.
Because the brother can ball. I don't think he's appreciated enough either. But what are your thoughts about the Boston Celtics, considering the myriad of changes that have taken place?
Well, for one, this is like maybe the third time I haven't said I'm not playing this season.
No. Okay.
He was kind of looking at us sideways when we brought that up.
So
I'm thinking Achilles. All right, that's fair.
The most important thing is a full recovery, being
100%. That's right.
Not rushing.
Yeah, don't rush back.
At all.
Don't do that.
But also, I don't go to rehab 6 days a week for nothing.
In your face, Stephen A.
Yeah.
He's never ruled himself out. Which, listen, he's the one working out. He and his doctors and his trainers are going to know kind of where he's at more than anybody else. I think it's safer just to be like, you're done for the year, like Halliburton was or is, and how Kevin Durant was. But this has always been the mindset. When Brad Stevens has spoke a couple of times, he never ruled him out. Tatum clearly there is correcting Stephen A, who's like, hey, you're out. These guys are gone. What's the team going to be like?
He's like, I'm not out.
I could be on the team still this year.
I don't work out 6 days a week for no reason.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
Yeah, it's good.
And I've said for a long time I wouldn't rush him back, but I have no idea medically what they're looking at and where they think he's going to be. And the only way I would rule him out either way, even if he's cleared, is if they're 25 wins and going nowhere and they're in the lottery and it's like, all right, Jason, look, it's a lost year. Just take it off. We don't need to rush you back or have you play and have a setback or something. Just take your time, okay? But if they're like the sixth seed in the East and trying to hold off a play-in round, and now you could add Tatum to that team, assuming he's cleared and he's good to go and he wants to come back, he should come back.
Yeah, this is just going to make the, desperately trying to save money look even worse. Like, if the team is somewhat good, they're playing above water, Jaylen Brown's killing it, and they're a top 5-6 seed, and then Tatum's back way earlier than they expect, you're going to be looking around and being like, wait a minute. Like, why is Porzingis, Holiday, and Horford gone and you replaced them with really nobody? Oh, because you just need to save money? And that's why the team's not as good? Because I think most people would say, yeah, Tatum's out, you're not going to win, fine. We get it. Long term, we get it.
I think that's how they all feel.
That's exactly. Yeah. But like, wait a minute, Tatum's back? Oh, we do have a top five player playing this year? Like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have just cut all of our payroll.
Maybe not. There was big break. We should have talked about this. There was huge breaking news last week about Tatum and all the work he puts in and how he's always at the facility and the team's really happy with him. And that, Oh, wait, that was something Brad Stevens told us all in July.
Yeah, that was 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. So we've actually known that for a lot of months. Yeah. And so it's been trending this way now for quite some time. 617-779-7937. We got all your feedback here. Leading into WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. So stay tuned for it here on a Tuesday. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered...
Grab Bag.
Husband to a murdered
grab bag.
And I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Red Sox are back on the field tonight for the first of three against the Blue Jays in Toronto. First pitch from Rogers Center is at 7:07. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Lucas Giolito would get the start in the series opener against the Jays' Kevin Gausman. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arcand beginning at 6:07. Lions got the 38-30 win over the Ravens on Monday Night Football. Patriots are off today. The Pats will return to practice tomorrow. This Sunday, the Patriots host the 1-2 Carolina Panthers. And tonight, the Bruins preseason schedule continues. The Bees are in New York to take on the Rangers. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
All right. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones talking a lot about the Boston Red Sox. Six games to see if they're going to the postseason or not. Currently have a one-game lead over both the Guardians and the Astros, who are tied for the third and final AL wildcard spot. Red Sox, Blue Jays tonight from Rogers Center in Toronto. A 7:07 first pitch.
Yeah.
A 6:07 pregame here on WEEI. It is Lucas Giolito, friend of the show, versus Kevin Gausman. Similar numbers. Both have 10 wins. Both have an ERA under 3.5. Giolito, Gausman. Gausman has in his career a ton of success against the Red Sox.
He sure does. Red Sox are plus 135 on the money line. I don't love that.
You don't?
No. I mean, I thought juice. Well, it is a little juice, but I was hoping it wouldn't be like that.
Nope.
Red Sox as a team have hit .215 off Gausman, 6.11
ERA. Bad.
I'm sorry. 6.11 OPS rather.
All right.
Three homers, nobody with more than one. Yoshida hits him well, of all people.
Does he?
Big night for
him. All right, so Sox win in a Yoshida dong parlay? Yeah,
sounds right.
Juicy.
In a world where sports talk is never enough, where the unexpected lurks around every commercial break, two voices dare to break the rules. Jones, Keefe. When the clock hits 1:30, logic ends and chaos begins. It's not news. It's not sports. It's something in between. This is Grab Bag. Only on WEEI.
Longer tail on this one.
Oh, he hasn't come back in at the end.
You never know what's coming next.
He's back now.
I thought so. I thought there was something.
Yeah. Then he breathed a little bit.
One of the best.
I like it.
Monday Night Football, Jones, saw the Lions beat the Ravens 38-30. A couple of good teams. Now, one thing I thought was going to happen was I thought no Ben Johnson, Detroit might struggle to score.
You did think that.
Has not been the case.
No, not yet.
They've scored, I think it is 90 points over the last two games.
It was 50-plus last week and then this, yeah.
Yeah, 38. Only one passing touchdown for Goff, but Sonic and Knuckles had four combined touchdowns. The Sun God scored again. Lamar Jackson threw three touchdowns. Derrick Henry had a fumble. He also scored a touchdown. Mark Andrews had a couple of touchdowns. High scoring game. Any, you think this could be a Super Bowl preview?
Well, maybe. We've all had the Ravens. I was just going to say this. We all had the Ravens win the Super Bowl before the year. Although Baltimore started 0-2 last year, and they turned it around very quickly. Is it a potential Super Bowl preview? I probably wouldn't wager on it. I still feel good about Baltimore in the AFC.
Okay.
Our Bucks, we both had the Bucks in the Super Bowl.
Love the Bucks. They're
still
undefeated.
Losing some players, which I know we'll get to.
Yeah.
But no, the thing I was going to say about St. Brown, he's not the best receiver in the league. He might be the most clutch.
Yeah, he's clutch.
I mean, Jefferson has made some unbelievable catches at the end, but that fourth down catch was a great throw, great catch, interesting play call to go for it there. But yeah, St. Brown is not the best, but I would love him on my team, and I'd want him out there in a big moment.
I would say Chase and Jefferson are sort of the unanimous top duo. And then after that, I mean, CeeDee Lamb's hurt now, but it might be St. Brown.
But CeeDee would be there. St. Brown would be there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the next Nakua. Those would be the next couple of guys.
They call me Hell. They call me Stacey. They call me Hell. They call me
Grab Bag.
That's not my name.
Speaking of injuries and wide receivers, Mike Evans out 3 to 4 weeks. So this could certainly put his 1,000-yard streak in jeopardy.
I think he has.
He has a hamstring every year.
He does,
but like he's off to a slow start, and if he misses another three games.
I believe it's 140 yards and one touchdown through 3 weeks and sideline him for 3-4 weeks.
It's not great for our guy Baker Mayfield and his push for the MVP.
It's not great for either
still
of
got
my,
a Mecca. He's fine.
Either of my fantasy teams either. That's problematic.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
Well, anyway.
But I got another Bucks note, by the way. Unless this made it into the grab bag.
Were you on Bucks Twitter?
I got caught up in Titans Twitter.
Yeah, no,
and
I
then
know.
I moved over to Bucks Twitter. Is what happened. If I'm not mistaken, is it Bucks and Eagles this week? It is. You see who the Bucks put on the practice squad?
That's a good one. I did not.
Potential chance at a second Haas of the week. Desmond Watson.
Hell yeah!
In town, just in time for the Eagles and the Tush Push on the other side.
The one man Tush Push stopper.
The one man who can answer the Tush Push.
Tush Push Kryptonite.
460.
Plus.
Plus. Not on a cheat day.
Plus.
Before pounder. Breakfast.
Imagine he plays for 14 different teams. Like after the Eagles play, they cut him. Next team
just
picks him up.
Just keep braiding him over there.
He's just the one.
Like, we don't need him anymore.
Yeah. It's like an all-time quarterback. It's an all-time tush-push stopper.
He just follows the Eagles around. He doesn't even practice with the other team. He just follows the Eagles.
Nice.
College football news, Jones. Mike Gundy, the longtime head coach at Oklahoma State, fired.
He gone!
Oh, that happened today. I missed that. Wow,
fired
Gundy's out.
Mike Gundy's been there as the head coach since 2005.
I'm 40.
Just going to say.
One of the most famous rants of all time.
One of the all-time great rants.
Yeah, that happened 18 years ago, I think, because...
I don't recall what.
He's 58 years old now, so I don't know if that was his 40th birthday that he was freaking out, but
he was a man.
He still is a man, but he's no longer 40. And now out. He played for Oklahoma State way back in the day in the 80s. That he's like a position coach for them for a long time.
Oh, that's what it was. I was trying to remember. He just had some controversy a few weeks ago. It was when they played the Ducks, which is probably why it was on my radar. He was talking about his issue with like buying games and who they're playing and, you know, all the money that teams have with NILs and how they spend on their football budget. Yeah. And him and Dan Lanning got into a bit of a back and forth.
Oh, is that when they lost by like 100 to Oregon?
Yes. And by the going into that game, Dan Lanning's like, oh, I don't know if the week before who they played. You know, that they don't have a bigger budget than that team. So, he got himself a little hot water there, and now he's out of a job.
He famously had a mullet. He also...
He's been a good coach. I mean, in fairness, he's been a good coach. But, he's out.
He had an incident with Chuba Hubbard.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it's like a political thing. He had... Gundy was wearing a shirt for One America News.
Oh.
Which is like a... I don't know, what is that? Like a big right-wing news company, I guess?
Correct. Yeah.
And Chuba Hubbard was like, I don't like that. And then that ended up being a whole thing with the players.
Oh, it's like a Bill... Trump letter
situation. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, there's something like that. But he's obviously kind of survived that. So he's doing all right now.
Grab a bag, and another grab bag, get them, don't grab bag.
We are 3 weeks in the books in both real football, Jones, as well as fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
And so it might be time to hit the waiver wires. Who do you got this week?
Okay. The big pickup?
The big pickup, please.
And he might burn you. Trey Tucker from the Raiders. You saw him week one against the Pats. He scored. Week two, very involved against the Chargers. Last week, not one, not two. Three touchdowns. Go out there and get Trey Tucker. He went for a bazillion dollars in one of my leagues earlier today. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That is Cars with a K.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Bruins playing a little preseason hockey tonight against the Rangers. You in on that?
No.
Probably not, no. We got a Red Sox. We got a big Red Sox game tonight.
What'd you say? It's a preseason tune-up with the Rangers?
That's right.
Okay. No, I have
Bees
not,
Rangers.
No. Tell me when there's a regular season game and maybe I'll care.
Right.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Yeah, this was sad news, Jones. Somebody just texted this in as well. We were talking about it during one of the breaks, but former running back Rudy Johnson has died. The Auburn running back who was with the Bengals for a long time and had a pretty good NFL career.
So I'm pulling up the numbers in front of me. He had really a four-year run, 957, 9 touchdowns, 1454, 12 touchdowns.
But like a
touchdowns,
Pro Bowler,
1458,
right?
12 touchdowns, 1309, 12 touchdowns, one Pro Bowl, it looks like. Yeah. And you were telling me about the Bengals 2001 draft.
Yeah, they had like Chad Johnson, Rudy Johnson, Justin Smith, TJ Hushmanzada, I believe were all in the same draft.
Pretty good.
But yeah, sad story.
Pretty good. I know.
It was a 45 years old suicide.
Awful story. Yeah.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
All right. Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well,
you might.
Tough loss yesterday for Devers and the Giants. He was at first base, did sock a dinger.
He did.
Up to 33 total when you combine the Red Sox homers and the Giants homers. So 33 home runs for Devers this season. He is an every other year 30 home run guy.
He is.
So he's kept that going for him.
He has.
Giants are not eliminated from the playoffs, but they are in a lot of trouble. They are 3.5 games out. The Reds and Mets are currently tied for the final wild card spot. The Snakes are only one game back of them, and the Giants are also tied with the Cardinals.
Yeah, one more loss. The best they can be is 500. They're 36-49 with Devers, who does have 18 homers with the Giants. He's hitting .234, OPS under .800, .790.
Hey, boy.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Jones, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Monday, September 22nd. Was it Michael Harris II? 3 for 5, 3 RBI, a run scored, and 3 steals.
Well, I do like the three. I was wondering where that was going. I like the 3 steals.
Was it Ronald Acuna Jr., 1 for 2 with a home run, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored? Okay. Was it Nassim Nunez, 3 for 4 with a home run, scored twice? Was it Freddy Peralta, 5 innings pitched, 2 runs allowed, 6 Ks? Okay. Or was it old friend Nick Pavetta? 5 2/3, 3 earned runs, 5 Ks, 5 walks.
It was a light night. Now
There was 3 games.
The Padres did clinch last night, right? I thought I saw that.
Padres are in the playoffs.
You know what?
Padres are dancing.
You know what?
Chris Sale also got a win.
Let's give it to Pavetta. Let's do it.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, guys, we have a 14-year career big leaguer who played for 6 different teams in his illustrious career, including the Toronto Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the New York Mets, Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, Baltimore Orioles, and San Diego Padres, he was a relief pitcher, notably a good closer, a 4-time All-Star.
Any with Toronto?
No.
Okay. Where?
Well, that's not a prerequisite. It doesn't have to be.
Okay. Just where was he an All-Star?
All right. He was an All-Star with Cincinnati, the Cubs, and the Orioles. He also was a 2-time Rolaids Relief Man of the Year. Cy Young finishes.
Wow.
4th, 5th, and 8th. MVP finishes. 4th. 16th, 17th, and 21st. 6th in Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Led the big leagues in saves, not once, not twice, but thrice.
Okay.
Including a 53 saver.
Okay, there's almost too many things. What years?
Try to give you guys the information that you
what
need.
What were the years?
He broke into the majors in 85.
Okay.
Now this but he is, was this Rookie is, of the Year vote. Hold
this
on.
It's throwing me off, yeah.
Rookie of the Year votes 87.
Okay.
Last pitch, 1998. So he pitched throughout the entire 90s.
Yeah, but I was thinking more recently than that when I was initially hearing
the number.
No,
we've been doing too many recent vintage guys. This is a little bit of an older guy. Text line already has it.
Oh, boy.
Twitch. Oh, no. Sorry. YouTube.
Can you lean in?
It's really small font. I don't know why
they
made it.
Can you lean
in
any closer? Yeah.
They have it.
Okay.
They have it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I've actually never seen Keith as close as he just was to that monitor.
The YouTube font smaller than the Twitch font.
I would look, but I'm trying not to see the answer in there. Okay. Who could it be? I don't even have any.
Lefty. I'm giving you
a lefty.
And if needed, he'd dig in from the left side as well.
Lefty getting MVP votes.
Twice the Rolaids, man.
He was a closer.
Yeah.
In where was his All-Star seasons again? The Reds, the Cubs, and somewhere else.
Yeah, oh, the O's. 1997 with the O's. He led the league in saves that year with 45 saves.
Norm Charlton.
No.
Norm Charlton.
No.
I don't know.
cubs All-Star in 94-95. Reds All-Star in 90, where he was the NLCS MVP, and he was also a member of the World Series team.
I'm cheating and looking. It's not Randy Myers.
He got it!
Randy Myers?
Randy Myers!
I would not have gotten that. Randy Myers.
Randy Myers!
Ooh, BJ Ryan, good guess.
Not BJ Ryan. BJ Ryan's a little bit younger than him.
Randy Myers.
Yep.
Who was...
His agent was David Fischoff.
Yep.
That... Probably would have given it away. Yeah. I didn't want to go there.
I'm happy you didn't give us that clue because that would have done it for us. Was there – who am I thinking of?
Twice
was
the Rolaids, man.
Why am I thinking of Randy Myers with the Padres? That's not right. Was there – am I confusing him with somebody else?
I mentioned the Padres.
Oh, Padres were on the list.
Yeah. Okay. He just wasn't an All-Star.
I'm telling you, I wasn't getting that one either way. But, okay.
Randy Myers, a little bit with Rolaids, the Padres. Man?
Yeah, I did all those MVP votes.
Finished 4th in the MVP one year.
It was a different time.
It was a lockout year.
It was 97.
It was a different time. It was a different era.
He finished 4th behind, where is that? Let's see. Ken Griffey Jr., Tino Martinez, Frank Thomas, Randy Myers.
Nice.
The top 4 in 97.
Nice. Pretty good.
It's amazing.
That's a lot of votes for Tino, if we're being honest. But he went.
He got Ken more Griffey votes than Nomar that year.
Ken Griffey, Frank Thomas, Randy Myers.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good.
He's dominant.
By the way,
he's dominant
we're getting some texts that I should have suggested for pickup of the week. Trey Benson, I'd say if he's in your league, great, go get him. I can't imagine he's available in a ton of leagues.
Yeah.
Not competitive ones. Anyway, but go ahead and take a
your
look.
League stinks.
Go ahead and take a look for Trey Benson. If he's in your league, go get him.
Yeah.
I'm seriously hoping that Trey Benson was available in ours still.
Get him on Ross St. Brown while you're there. Yeah. Grab him.
Yeah, if you could. Make sure you pounce on that. So there you go. Random ball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons, see what they have coming up. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour. It got very contentious during the tiers earlier
it
today.
Did.
We'll get you the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe's WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Ah!
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The clip of the day. And today, of course, Tier Tuesday, we had a very important one. And although we didn't see eye to eye on everything, it would be breakfast cereals.
Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp is the one that has the bear on it, so he's another solid mascot, but I never really remember eating or enjoying Golden Crisp.
Does it still exist?
God, I don't know.
Let's trash it.
Trash?
Trash.
I think it's trash.
Golden Grahams.
I'd say the same.
Also trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything golden, don't
eat
it.
I'll just have a graham cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's trash.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Trash is filling up.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
These are all honey.
We need a second barrel.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Honeycombs.
Oh my God.
Well, I know you like at least one of these honey ones because you're already making a case like you were Kevin Garnett earlier.
I was good.
Okay. Honeycombs?
That probably trash also.
Trash.
Yeah, probably trash. Yeah, you guys, all the honey can live in the trash.
Trash. Cereals.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
No.
Bingo!
No, these are worse.
Honey Nut Cheerios are way better than regular Cheerios.
No, they're worse than regular Cheerios.
Oh my God, what?
Yes.
That's nuts.
They're worse. I don't even like them.
You like a sugar-free candy?
Cheerios has been like a number one cereal for eons.
Honey Nut Cheerios is better. Like they knew they had to make it better. So, Billy, where do you put Honey Nut Cheerios?
Risky, I put them at best.
Ooh,
no. Don't speak for him.
What's the second thing?
Give me that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give me that.
I'm gonna give me that.
I'm a Frisky, but I've been outvoted.
Give me that. It is. Hell yeah. It's gotta be at least with Cheerios.
I mean, honestly, I'd put it even low. I'd put it with all the other. We hate all the honey cereals.
No,
and this is a gimme that. That makes no sense.
I don't like Grahams,
that makes no sense.
Oats or Combs, but I like Cheerios. I just wish they had sugar on them.
Okay.
It's pretty clear.
I did blow up my own logic there because I don't like marshmallows and yet somehow like Lucky Charms. So I guess
that's a good point.
I guess somehow that holds consistent there.
They're all a little bit different.
Yeah.
People were mad. What do you think people were most mad about? We got response from the Captain Crunch people because we had that in the bottom. People love Captain Crunch.
They were quite vocal.
People were mad about Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Pops. I saw some Pop.
People were also mad that I like old person cereal.
You do.
Which I guess guilty as charged.
Sugar-free Cheerios.
I like a regular Cheerio. Where do you come down on the Honey Nut versus regular
Honey
Cheerio?
Honey Nut is so much better.
Thank you.
Now, but I have a question. Close. Does this include sugar?
Hard agree, so now it's changed the whole thing.
No, no, no.
If you sprinkle sugar.
You just get milk.
Then what the hell are freaking Kix doing up there?
Billy,
agreed. I don't like Kix either.
Kix are horrific unless you pour sugar on it.
I agree. Kix are great. Billy asked the same thing earlier.
How old are you?
Billy asked the same thing earlier. Billy wanted to put sugar on cereal. I've never put sugar on cereal in my life. You add extra sugar on your cereal?
No, it's not extra. They taste like crap, so you have to add sugar.
I've never done that once.
And that's why Honey Nut Cheerios are clearly better than Cheerios.
I would just get the sugary snacks, and then you don't have to add your own sugar. You have Honey Nut Cheerios, you have Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you also don't like
honey as a flavor.
I like honey.
I like honey a lot. You guys have way too many in the trash.
Or grams.
Too many trash?
Yeah.
No, I think there's actually a lot of trash cereals out there. Yeah. I think as we did the exercise with tears, it became very clear
there's
a lot of bad cereals out there.
Why are the Captain Crunches in the trash?
They rip your mouth apart and they stink.
No, they taste really good.
They rip your mouth.
You have regret afterwards.
Terrible. Yeah.
But they
one
are
false,
good.
One false chew, nightmare.
Oh, I don't even think you can, there's no way to chew them right. Like, you end up with your mouth in pain.
You get like one at a time. And you know me, I can't do that. I do giant spoonfuls.
Overall, decent job, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was a good exercise.
That was a nice way
to
finish.
Well, my first one to start is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. If you didn't have that and whatever the top tier is.
It's got to be goats.
Yeah, so then good.
You feel stupid saying it, but it's like a Reese's Cup. It has to be at the top.
There's also some of these that it depends on how you eat them, whether you have a big bowl or a lot of little bowls. No, because they get mushy fast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I eat everything.
So, like Fruity Pebbles, it's like sprinkle a few in, eat them. Sprinkle a few more in, eat them. Because
yeah,
if they
that
get
makes
mushy,
it a,
there,
that makes it a bad cereal right there. That's so much work.
No.
Yes.
Eat quick.
You really come off as an old man on this topic.
He's a super old man. Jones gets his newspaper and his brand cereal.
I would like to eat it with a newspaper. That would be nice.
Jesus.
We don't get the newspaper at the Jones house, but that would be a nice one. Nice and slow with my newspaper. I would eat
Take
it that
your
way.
Time.
Okay. What's coming up on the show today?
So we're going to lead off with a little Vrabel Mayo talk.
Oh, boy.
I don't think this comparison is getting enough attention. I don't know why. I'm afraid it's some of the reasons people may give. 2:30, Mark Schlereth, 4:30, Brian Hoyer. The Brian Hoyer interview, if anyone hasn't heard it yet, is turning into must-listen radio as he breaks down quarterback position. Simple question for him would be, which turnover from Drake May was more alarming?
Ooh.
Brian Hoyer will answer that maybe at 4:30.
Is he gonna give you a range of turnovers. I was just going to say, is he going to give you a range on how many interceptions for Drake May this year?
Potentially.
I don't know, 10 to 15.
All right, I'm locked in.
And I have the greatest trade proposal ever for my three-point stance. So stick
what sport?
Around three.
You don't have to tell me what it is now.
Bro.
What sport?
Patriots.
Okay. A football trade proposal.
Solves everything immediately.
All right.
I'm not sure the other team's interested, but
oh, great. One of these. Awesome.
That's heart of the fantasy leagues.
Just stick around.
Nonsense trades.
Okay.
Very good.
Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. That's Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Everybody stay tuned for Afternoons. They got you covered until 6. 6 weeks, or 6 days rather, of hell with the Red Sox starting tonight on WEEI as well. We'll be reacting tomorrow on Would You Rather Wednesday. We also have the hashtag Dork Minute. Talk to you at 10.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There's artificial intelligence. Then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.